Welcome to Stark & Stark's Franchise Law Podcast. Stark & Stark is a full-service regional law firm with a national client base. This podcast is presented by the firm's franchise practice group and is intended to provide listeners with an analysis of recent legal developments and the latest business trends impacting the franchise industry.
Adam Siegelheim with Stark & Stark's Franchise Group. We are here at the 2011 IFA convention in sunny Las Vegas, which is a place where 57 degrees never felt so great in my life. We are here with Ricardo Roman from Caliper, who is the Vice President of Strategic Alliance. Ricardo, how are you today?
I'm doing just great. Thanks.
And Ricardo, we came a long way to meet up here as we were 5 minutes from each other, but it seems to be more convenient to meet across the country than it does back home. So how are you enjoying the convention so far?
I'm having a great time. I mean, one of the key issues for us is to be able to get to one place and meet with our clients. And like you said, it's just easier to meet with folks here and more in the relaxed atmosphere rather than a quote-unquote, you know, business meeting at our corporate headquarters or at theirs. And so I'm here for two reasons. One is to I'm part of the VetFran committee, so I had to attend that, and then I'm running a round table. The title is The Psychology of the Franchisee. Successful Franchisee.
Let's talk about the psychology of the successful franchisee. And we've talked in the past about how assessment tools can be used to determine the psychology of the successful franchisee, which I think we could both agree is being underutilized in the industry so far. Interestingly, we have a bunch of clients who will use assessment tools when they're hiring employees, but they don't use the assessment tools when they're bringing on franchisees, and you scratch your head because, quite frankly, while it's expensive, it's simply easier to get rid of an employee than a franchisee in many states.
Absolutely.
You really, as we talked about today, you're really getting married. It's a true partnership with the franchisee. That's going to be your partner in that market, and before you turn that market over, it's amazing that if you're going to hire a VP of marketing, you'll use an assessment tool, but if you're going to give somebody Miami territory,
right,
that's going to be a crucial part of your business, you don't use that. I mean, is that your assessment as well, that you're finding that most of franchise companies typically will use the tool more for internal hiring, less so for the franchisees?
Absolutely. Most of the companies that we work with that are franchisors use it, let's say, for example, for their sales staff or for their management staff. But they don't use it during their selection of franchisees. And one of the issues with that is that obviously the requirements that you're putting on a franchisee, even though they varied, you're actually awarding a franchise to what we would call an entrepreneur, even though there is a system. But they are still a business owner, and what we would call an entrepreneur. Now, the psychology of the entrepreneur, obviously, is quite similar to that what we see in senior leaders and high-level experienced salespeople, because they share certain drivers. Now, you're asking a franchisee to not only do, but also to manage. The key is that in there's two different there are two different personality drivers when someone is going to do some administration or when they're going to manage, and you have to be clear as to what type of franchisee you're getting. Are you getting more of an analyst type of administrator, or are you getting someone that's very focused in revenue generation and leadership of their system?
Now, how accurate would you say these tests are?
Well, there's multiple. I mean, our industry is so fragmented that there's thousands and thousands of assessments. Some of them are worthless. I can honestly say that, and others are pretty good. The key here is that you have to know what you're looking for when it comes to assessing potential franchisees, and that comes from what you feel or you believe or you understand what is required to run the business and what type of person you need in that business. Obviously, the more the personality has an impact on it, the more you need to assess. But a lot of these assessments that we find out there are pretty much descriptive in nature. By that I mean that they do a good job of describing, and the companies themselves will tell you that they're for description purposes only. Mostly is done for internal purposes, for team building and so on and so forth, to improve communications. But they're not predictive. And that's what you really need. You need an instrument that's going to tell you how is this person is likely to behave given a set of competencies that they have to meet in order to be successful in a particular role. And that's what Caliper does.
That's interesting, because even after they get into the system on the operational compliance side, knowing that could be an interesting tool when you're working with the franchisee in terms of what they'll respond to. I mean, not so much dissimilar to a sports team where different players respond in different ways. We talked about this morning, the good coaches, they know which players to yell at and which to talk to and which to give a pep talk to. And it's really no different in a franchise system. You cannot have a uniform way of treating people because people respond differently. So while you want to have, obviously, a uniform set of principles of how you're working with your franchisees, I guess you can certainly use these assessment tools to fine-tune how you are working with these franchisees on the compliance side.
Oh, absolutely. The pool of franchisees are as diverse as the general population. You're going to have, again, you're going to have people that are more administrators, some are even very service-oriented, and others are very sort of more of a classic entrepreneur. So you have to know who you're dealing with in that sense and what motivates them, what really drives these people, because you don't want to spend too much time trying to train something that doesn't need training or trying to address an issue that doesn't need to be addressed. So most of these folks are driven in different ways. The key is for you to understand that, to be able to communicate with them in a more targeted way. And even during any sort of training, you want to train and focus on individual folks rather than doing blanket training, because some don't need that type of training. So you have to be, you really have to understand who you're dealing with and what really drives the individual in order for you to focus your training properly.
Certainly makes sense. If people listening to this podcast are wondering, this sounds like a good idea, maybe this is something that we should be looking into, and they want to find out more about it, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can certainly call me directly. My number is 609-524-1224, or they can email me at rroman@calipercorp.com. Or they can visit our website at www.caliperonline.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Ricardo, and enjoy the rest of the convention.
Thanks.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's installment of the New Jersey Legal Update by Stark and Stark. And be sure to join us each and every Friday for another insightful discussion. We'd like to hear from you. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information about Stark and Stark and the services we provide, email us at podcast@stark-stark.com.